100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon. Yes, you haven't heard from me in a few days, and the George the Pirate stuff, just, you know. I'll get back in the swing of things, but anyway, this is the weekly challenge. I post the topic, and you come up with the stories. The topic was a pick two, style, figure, balance, schism, flower basket, and double. And we got quite a few stories in on those topics. And thank you for sticking with me as I'm a little shaky right now still. But I know it's been a few months. But I'll get back in the swing of things at some point, I guess. Or maybe not. Who knows? We'll see. Time will tell. Anyway, you didn't come here to hear me ramble about myself. You came here for the stories, which start right now.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 879. It's a pick two challenge. So here's my story. Bilbert figured he could double down on acting confident, and he thrust out his hand. Here, let me look at that scroll. The old man almost fell for it, but jerked back the brittle roll of parchment before Bilbert could see what was written on it. Bilbert shook his head sadly. Give me some help here, Sabrina. You're the witch, after all. She began to open her mouth, but the old man cut in instead. She may be a witch, but she's a weak one, except when in contact with you. You, young man, magnify and balance the witch's power. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning, all. Richard here. And for my pick two, I chose style and figure, and the story's called Dress Sense. In no way could you possibly consider me a style icon. Unless your idea of style is messy, comfortable slobbishness. Fashion is certainly not my forte, and anything even remotely stylish in my wardrobe owes more to luck than judgment. Most of the time, it's jeans and crumpled t-shirt. Despite that, I think I cut quite a dashing figure in a suit. That is, when I can be bothered. Or the situation merits getting dressed up. And that doesn't happen all that often. Usually, somebody has to die. But when they do, I'm always the best dressed at any funeral. Okay, until next time. Goodbye.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. They made her wear a long checkered coat that matched the background. Color, style, it's intentional, darling, said the director. The multitude of patterns gave her a headache. Then they added a huge hat. For balance, they said. This is very Alice-like, she muttered. The director smiled, a condescending smile. Ever directed a play, darling? No. Well then, this stage, it's different, new. What? It's a rip-off from Burton's. Out! Shouted the director. Out now! Okay, time to call Mr. B and let him know he was right. This copycat wouldn't be calling anyone else darling for a long time. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziekutkoff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Hello, my people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Flower Schism. The deadliest of our species are members of the Ladies Church Flower Guild, lightning fast to act, with no compunction to rain down righteous death on usurpers. I have seen bishops brought to their knees, Vatican emissaries sent back to Rome in boxes. But nothing compares to the Flower Schism of 1968, when Mary Elizabeth Murphy went after Mary Margaret Edwards. It was a biblical throwdown. When the dust cleared, only a handful of altar boys were left. My last act in that church, with ecclesiastic vestments dripping red, was to place the remaining flowers on the bodies outside the burning church. In continuation for the reason for my absence, my friend, God rest his soul, opted in on Starlink's beta test. Little did we know that the account was connected to a credit card that had been seriously maxed out. So, Starlink killed the service. I spent hours searching the Starlink website for any form of customer service, then any billing department links, then any email at all. None. A company with no functioning contact information, not even a P.O. box. There was no one and no way to get the service moved over to a new account. What kind of idiot starts a company with no billing department? Oh, Elon Musk. To be continued.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Slowly, you become aware of your surroundings. The pain in your head is severe, and you feel the warm, stickiness of blood, matting your hair. There's a ringing in your ears, and you feel detached from your surroundings, as you struggle to focus on the things around you. You're seeing double, and the world has become unclear and very distant. You become aware of a blurry figure stood before you, and slowly, horribly, realization dawns. I raise the shotgun again. You're staring down the barrel, and, as if from a great distance, you hear my voice. Ready for round two?
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
She balanced the flower basket on her head as she walked down the street. A sign on the basket, roses for sale, and a rose clenched between her teeth. She motioned for the tourists to put the money in their mouth. And slowly, hands at her sides, she passed them the rose while taking the money. By the time she got to the end of the block, her basket would be empty and her pockets were full. She'd walk into the bar at the corner and wash her mouth out with a glass of whiskey. Filthy tourists. Do they brush?
And there you have it. We got some stories on that Pick 2 set of topics. You can go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for more about the stories, the authors, links, this and that. I'll catch up with the Georgia stories in a few minutes. I know it's Sunday. I didn't record any starting, I don't know, Wednesday, Thursday. I just, sometimes, I'm taking a little adjusting and all that stuff. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this. And, as always, oh, did I mention the next topic? Range. The whole list of the year's topics, it's in the sidebar, blah, blah, blah. You know the drill. And anyway, thank you all for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.